Okay, so I got to document a few things today because it's getting more, the synchronicity is just getting off the roof. So yesterday somebody was putting some nails, putting roofing on, and nails, they were, the house beside me, I said, can you do the magnet thing and get the nails out of my driveway if there's any there, because I don't want a flat tire. And then sure enough, the next day I get a flat tire, but it's a different, it wasn't a roofing nail. And then I went into work and I was thinking about how when you wash your hands with Dawn, pure, if you don't dilute the Dawn, it'll crack your hands, you know. And sure enough, somebody put, I was just thinking, these are just thoughts. Somebody put Dawn in there. And then somebody used the word crap right before lunch. I walk out to lunch and a bird, I had just cleaned my windows a few days ago, and the bird crapped on the windows. What else was it? Somebody sent me an email. She said, I had a dream. Are you okay? Take care of yourself. I had this dream that something was going to happen. I thought, when somebody says take care, sometimes that means you're being too careful. Then something bad will happen. So I went to the house at lunch, and I needed some water to clean off the bird crap. And I turned the knob. I had a apple juice bottle there, and I had put some. I thought, well, this is an empty bottle. I'll put some Clorox in it and use it as a. Or I put something in it. I don't know if it was Clorox or what. Anyway, I went to open it up. And it exploded, and the cap exploded, hit my hand. And so, thinking something bad happened. Now, it's not just bad stuff, it's good stuff, and it's just, every thought is coming back. You know, Job said, the thing that I feared most has come upon me. There's the reflection right there. So if you're walking in faith, or walking in fear, they're opposites, you know? Happened. It's almost every hour now. It's just ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous. Oh, I was thinking about somebody, and they come up, they show up and say they needed some work done in their place of residence. I was thinking about them, and they just show up. And I go up there to fix the problem. And I just changed the bulb, and the fan and the bulb, both, she said, they just went out. And I was thinking about her, and she appeared, and then she called down and had a work order. It's like, okay. Did I have a precognition, or did it reflect back? And it's just nonstop. It's nonstop. So the explosion, I was sitting there thinking, well, she sends me this email, been worried about me. Please respond. I worry something bad's gonna happen. So I'm reading those words and something bad almost happened. An explosion, you know. It hit my hand and ricocheted, so it didn't hit me in the forehead or anything. It's just nonstop. So everything, because I'm in total meditation, everything that I'm thinking is reflecting back. It's ridiculous. And so, when you become aware of it, you can use it. It's almost like, okay, I gotta get my thoughts back right. I sit there and told that roofer, I said, I don't want to pull in my driveway and get a flat tire. And the next day I get a nail in my tire, and it's not even a roofing nail. It's like ridiculous. Each moment is the storyline. So your thoughts, whatever you're thinking, each moment is playing out a has a storyline in a fractal manner in 3D. So your 5D, the storyline you tell yourself in your 5D mind starts playing out as a story in the 3D. So when she said, "Oh crap," I thought about that. I thought, why did she say that? Why would she use that? Well, it wasn't a big deal. And sure enough, I walk outside, and there it is. The birds had took a crap on my windshield that I just cleaned 2 days ago. I was thinking, you know, as soon as you clean it, it gets dirty again. It's a story. You're in a story. You know you're in a story because the word history, if you break it into parts, H is eternal. The letter H is the number 8, which is eternity. I is Iosus, which is Jesus. Story. His story. H is eternal story. I is Jesus. The story of Jesus, that's the eternal story. And so you're playing it out over and over, and it's playing out in front of you. It's a fractal, and it's in your mind. It's in 3D, it's in 5D, it's in 1D, it's in 2D, it's in the colors, it's in the math, it's in the science, it's in the music, it's in everything. The 5D Holy Writ is encoded in everything. Painting, electrical work, plumbing work, architects, doctors, going to the doctor. You go to the doctor, you say, and they put their thumb on your wrist where Jesus was nailed, and they hold their thumb on your wrist for so many seconds where Jesus was nailed to the cross. So the doctors are changing the sine wave or the sine wave with medicine. Medicine. Med means a regular routine, like a metronome. Medicine is a metronome. So you take this pill every 12 hours for 7 days, and you get healed. Metronome, cycle. Medicine, you're out of sync with the cycles, and so you got to get back in sync. And so instead of sleeping, I've been skipping sleep to study the stock market. So maybe that's what's happened. I'm getting too anxious to get ahead too fast. So I'm out of tune with the universe because I'm putting all my effort and energy into learning iron condors, iron butterflies, broken wing butterflies. Options, calls, puts. I'm pushing myself past to the next level, and I'm getting some resistance. That's what's happening. So I'm pushing out the baby to the next level to understand how this stock market stuff works, and I'm really pushing to get to the next level of understanding, and the universe is fighting against me. The anti rising up, and the anti is fighting against me. Or it could be that God is slowing me down. Because you could get in trouble. If you hit the wrong button, you could lose thousands of dollars in an instant. It's a story. It's a repeated story every day, every moment. So you're playing out the story. So why am I getting all these things hitting me? The witches have no power. They're cursed. I'm under the blood, so the witches have no power. So it has to do with me and my thoughts, or the universe, or God is slowing me down. slow down again. Slow down. That's what it is. Slow down. But whenever I want to learn something new, I just go full force. I mean, I go wide open. Just like with the code, decoding. I mean, I went wide for 6 years straight, every day. I didn't let no human, no news, no media, nothing stop me. I didn't let nothing get in my way. By the grace of God, I just kept going. And finally, when I hit source code understanding, it was like, wow. Oh, I know what's going on. I gotta get out of. I gotta pay off a credit card. I gotta go back. Get back on my routine. My side gig routine going. I took some time off. It's time to get back on my routine, medicine. So going to work and keeping a routine and sleeping regular hours, that's your medicine. Drinking water, sleeping, that is your medicine. Pretty amazing stuff, ain't it? Only reason I'm talking about this stuff because I'm sure other people either have gone through it, are going through it, or will go through it if they become aware of their thoughts every day and remember what they were thinking. It's hard, but when somebody's talking to you and you're thinking about what they're saying, but you're also having these thoughts, these undertone thoughts, those are the thoughts that I'm talking about that reflect back. They're like one level below the surface.